Well, it's very encouraging to know that there's going to be another exploration well, or possibly two wells drilled offshore. And the rig that's going to drill those wells is sitting offshore Bay Bulls right now. So it's going to be the only exploration activity we have going on offshore Newfoundland this year.
And I guess typically there would be how many? How many drilling opportunities per season, let's say?
It varies from year to year. It depends on land sales a couple of years before that. So there's no such thing as norm, but we've had up to three and four on occasions. And, of course, right now we have none. And the good indication of that is for those of us that live in St. John's, drive by the Harvey Supply Base and you'll see the lack of supply boats there. Yes, the vessels are continuing to service Hibernia and Hebron and White Rose, but they're not servicing any exploratory activity.
So which companies are the players that are behind this latest exploration?
This is a company called CNOOC, the China National Oil Company, obviously from China. CNOOC bought a Canadian company about 10 years ago called Nexans. So they bid on the rights to this acreage, maybe three, 4 years ago. And fairly significant bids. There were, they have two blocks of acreage, firstly. The one they're going to drill, they bid $261 million for the rights to drill on that block of acreage, which is in the Flemish Pass. And what that represents is, of course, a work expenditure commitment. It's not as though the oil company will write a check for $261 million, but it means they commit to spend that amount of money on this well in the Flemish Pass called Pelles, P-E-L-L-E-S-A-71.
And so the Pelles A-71 is the name of the well, sorry?
That's correct.
Would you consider this as an oil and gas consultant prime real estate for a drilling company?
Well, it's interesting you ask this question because there are two international publications who are both including this Pelles well in 20 key wells to watch. So that's encouraging. Both Offshore Magazine, which is a widely read publication globally, and a consultancy company called Westwood Global Energy have both included this well in the top 20 to watch. So one assumes that it's going to be an interesting well. It's in about 1,100 meters of water, so it's deep water. So everybody's got their fingers crossed and it will indeed be successful.
Does this exploration represent all that we'll see in the next few years out on the Flemish Pass? Could this lead to more promise?
It could. The initial commitment from CNOOC's perspective is to drill one well. However, they have an option to take the rig for a second well adjoining the same acreage as Pelles. So that'll be it for this year. Next year, we've got our fingers crossed that there may be some other activity going on offshore, particularly in the Bay du Nord area. And in the Orphan Basin, there are a couple outstanding drilling commitments. But as of today, we're not sure whether they'll be drilled in 2022 or 2023.
This drill rig that's come from Suriname, how does that work when it comes to COVID-19? Are there people on board the drill rig?
I understand from talking to some people that there have been a number of Newfoundland crew that will be joining the rig, but they have been doing self-isolation or isolating in a hotel for the last 10 days prior to going on board the rig. As to the key people coming off the rig, I presume they'll go straight to a hotel for self-isolation and then return to their home countries. But the guys that are going on, and that's the whole point of the rig being offshore Bay Bulls. It's to do some crew changes, to take on supplies, to take on drilling mud and cement and the various commodities that are used in a drilling operation.
What's your take on it? What's your reaction? Do you think maybe during a pandemic, wait on this or ramp it up more?
I think we're going to see, as more and more people, of course, get the vaccination, and get their second vaccination, I think we're seeing globally a slight increase in activity. I know from my travels down to Guyana, for instance, they're continuing with 6 rigs drilling, so they're managing under COVID. I only hope that we had the same thing offshore Newfoundland, but I think we're going to see a little increase. COVID's, the industry is beginning to manage COVID with self-isolation and vaccination.